This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state report finds more than 200,000 Coloradans may currently have long COVID, and another 400,000 may have had long COVID and recovered. Tara Friedman from Highlands Ranch had to cut back her work after getting COVID in 2022. She had long COVID with intense brain fog and fatigue. She credits the state for
assessing and sharing the impact, deep, horrendous impact this is having on a lot of families.
Friedman says she had to cut her work hours dramatically, which is common among long COVID patients. The sculptor of Denver's recently vandalized Martin Luther King Memorial says the damage can be repaired. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Ed DeWitt says it will take 90 days to repair and reinstall bronze artwork that was stolen from the MLK Memorial last week. He says the goal is to ensure all the pieces on the monument are more secure.
This was done probably with a single pry bar, because all he had to do was break those bolts on the back loose. But it's reparable.
Denver police determined that two men tried to sell those pieces to a local scrap dealer. They're also suspected of stealing pieces from the Thatcher Memorial Fountain. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The 18-year-old son of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert was arrested Tuesday on multiple felony charges. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports the arrest is tied to a string of vehicle break-ins.
Official documents say Tyler Boebert was allegedly breaking into vehicles and stealing credit cards and personal IDs. The alleged crimes are punishable by 12 to 18 months in prison and fines up to $100,000. Boebert also faces over a dozen misdemeanors and petty offenses. Representative Lauren Boebert said in a statement that her son will take responsibility for his actions just like any other citizen. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny across Colorado. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs near 60. This is CPR News and KRCC.